Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
During a night raid in the 1940 World War II Blitz on London, a father and his small son ran from a building just struck by a bomb. The father found and jumped down into a backyard shelter for protection. He held up his arms to his son to get to it as well. Terrified, yet hearing his father's voice, the boy called out, "I can't see you." With the night sky bright with burning buildings, the father called back, "But I can see you. Jump." The boy jumped in straight away because he trusted his father. The Christian faith enables us to face all things in life or even death, not because we can see things ahead, but because we are certain we are seen by God. Not that we know all things, but because we are known by our Heavenly Father. To live as a Christian, we must walk by faith and not by what we see or don't see. What is faith? The 11th chapter of Hebrews, a New Testament book, is known as the faith chapter. It says, "To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see." It was by their faith that people of ancient times won God's approval. As Christians, we have a firm expectation that God will perform all he has promised to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Bible adventure, we see an example of faith in God's words. After the people of Israel had seen their Creator God send fire from heaven to consume a waterlogged offering on top of Mount Carmel, they now believed in him again. The 450 prophets of the Canaanite storm god Baal saw the fire too.
Fellow priests, I guess Baal is finished here in Israel, and us.
With utmost respect for you, most high priest, but sir, if Baal is the chief god as we believe and teach, then surely he will vindicate and avenge himself and once again become the official god of Israel.
You idiot! You're more gullible than the people themselves. You mean to say that you actually believe in Baal and the things we do and teach in his name?
Of course, aren't they true?
What is this I hold in my hand?
Well, a Baal. There are lots of duplicates throughout Israel, but that particular one we claim is the original Baal.
Watch. See, that's what Baal really is. Nothing. Nothing but an image. The imagination of the mind. There is only one God. And it was proved here today who he is. The God of heaven.
Then Baal is finished.
The people are angry. We too are finished.
Oh, surely you, Most High Priest, and Her Majesty the Queen, and Most High Priestess of the Goddess Ashtoreth can protect us.
Jezebel, protect us against the prophet
people
Elijah,
Israel,
the king, the people, and God himself? No. No, she will be helpless against such an array of power. We are finished.
Elijah, sir, is there anything I can do or say to make amends for the things I have said and done and thought about you and the true God?
Right now, Your Majesty, I bid you to arise up, eat and drink, and prepare to return to the palace, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain.
Rain? Why, there's not a cloud in the... Oh, as you say, most respected prophet of the true God, Lackey, get out the baskets and the paraphernalia.
But Elijah, sir, there is no cloud in the sky. How do you dare say rain is in the offing? If you are wrong, it will be a witness against God.
God said there would be no rain or dew as long as Israel remained in apostasy. His word came to pass. He also said that when Israel repented of her ways and returned to him, there would be rain and dew. You saw what happened. The people repented and bowed before the Lord. They destroyed the images of Baal. There will be rain.
Faith, faith, What a wonderful thing, such faith.
Anyone can have it. All he needs do is believe and act upon that belief. And that's just what I'm going to do. I shall go to the very top of this mountain, and there ask God for rain. You know God loves to have his children ask him for things.
May I? May I go with you to the top of the mountain, sir?
No sincere request of need is ever refused by God for his children. Come along, my son. And so, O God, send thy rain to refresh a dry and thirsty earth. Beautify again the things of thy handiwork. Amen. Will you please run to the western cliff overlooking the great sea and look for signs of rain?
No, sir. There isn't the slightest change in the sky.
Then I must again seek God in prayer. O Lord, God of Israel, again I come to thee with faith and confidence in thy word.
Again and again Elijah prayed, and again and again he was told that not a visible token that God had heard his prayers appeared over the blue waters of the great sea. Undaunted, Elijah prayed yet a seventh time.
For the seventh time, Elijah, sir, I must report that not a sign of rain appears in the brassy heavens.
Nothing at all?
Well, sir, there is a small cloud, very small, about the size of a man's hand coming out of the sea in the west.
Run down quickly to where Ahab eateth, and tell him to prepare his chariot immediately and start for Samaria before the rain comes down so fast that he cannot get down the mountain.
But, sir, just a small cloud does not herald rain.
It is enough. In that small cloud, I see the fulfillment of God's promise, and we must act upon it. Hurry to the king. Israel has forsaken her apostasy. The drought is ended. Thank you, O Lord.
When the prophets of Baal saw that their God was defeated and rejected by Israel, they realized they, as Baal prophets, were now finished too. Some people teach things that they don't really believe themselves. This can be true still today. Christians must be careful what information they accept about God. There are many warnings in the scriptures not to let ourselves be deceived. People may say they have faith in God, but not live it out in practice. It's very important, then, that we read the Bible for ourselves and know what it says. Elijah knew God wanted to restore the land with green vegetation after the terrible drought. But Elijah had to pray seven times before there was any sign of a cloud in the sky. Why? God wants us to persevere in prayer. In the New Testament book of James, chapter 5, it says, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it didn't rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Because Elijah was the most important of Israel's prophets, we tend to think of him as a super spiritual person, and that his example of praying to control the weather is too hard for us to do. But the Apostle James says this isn't so. When we pray, do we really want the things we pray for? Sometimes we ask God only once for something and then forget all about it. There is another type of prayer that some people say, where people babble on with many words, but they don't really know what they're saying. The Lord Jesus spoke about them in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. He said, "When you pray, do not use a lot of meaningless words, as the pagans do, who think their gods will hear them because their prayers are long. Do not be like them. Your heavenly Father already knows what you need before you ask him." Some prayers need not be prayed at all. Take, for example, a young Christian looking for a future marriage relationship with a person who's a non-believer. The scriptures clearly say that a Christian should not do such a thing. Although in prayer, pray for salvation for that other person, but avoid a close and intimate friendship until that person consistently shows a changed life as a growing Christian. Maybe you've been offered a certain job which you've always dreamed of having. Ask yourself first if it'll take you back to worldly ways instead of bringing you closer to God. There's a big price to be paid for continually asking for something God doesn't want to give you. God will eventually allow it, but you become worse off for it. It's far better to end all our prayers with, "Not my will, Lord, but yours be done." God knows best. He wants the very best for each one of us, long term and for all eternity. There's no point in praying about something that the Bible says is wrong. God is not going to contradict his word. Just respect this and continue to trust and obey the scriptures. In 1859, a gifted French tightrope walker went to the Niagara Falls and stretched out his rope across the thunderous currents from Canada to the United States. While the crowds watched, he walked, and then he ran across the falls. Wearing a blindfold, he even pushed a wheelbarrow the whole 370 meters across the raging waters. When he asked the crowd if they believed he could push the wheelbarrow to the other side with a person in it, of course they shouted yes. He went up to the nearest admirer and asked him to get in. Although the admirer had faith in his mind that the tightrope walker could capably do the job, he himself wasn't willing to trust his life to him and get in the barrow. There are different levels of faith in God. The apostles realized this and asked the Lord Jesus to increase their faith. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, the Lord Jesus spoke of the power of faith as small as a tiny grain of mustard seed. A missionary to China once said, "We don't need great faith, but faith in a great God." Another said, "Faith is like a muscle which grows stronger and stronger with use. If we cut off our faith in Jesus, we're powerless against the devil's attacks." Just like the little boy in the World War II London Blitz, who jumped toward his father even though he couldn't see him, are you prepared to reach out to God? You can't see him, but he is watching you and waiting for you to call out to him. Faith in God will bring you safe into a loving, eternal relationship with him. Coming to God can happen through his one and only way, the Lord Jesus Christ, his own appointed mediator between himself and people. Trusting Jesus with your life is not for today only, but for the rest of your life too. It means letting Jesus run your life and making all the decisions. Will you go beyond admiration for the Lord Jesus to putting your personal trust in him? That was Susie Stevens-Logan singing, "You Are Worthy, O Lord." The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again: John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus is